Blog Talk Radio.
That's our cue, everyone. And great day, great, wonderful, and glorious day or evening, afternoon, wherever all of us are. And welcome to another Zora call. So thank you all so much for being here today. Part of today also is always truth. It's really to remember the special time of the year of fall. That is our time for Thanksgiving, as we say, as we begin to let go of the past and begin to move forward into the new year. So with that being said, of course, you know that we have Zoraya right here with me, and Zora is waiting in the wings. So let's go ahead and get started. Zoraya, good morning.
Good morning. And how's everybody out there?
They're responding.
I wonder how everybody is. And, hopefully they're very good.
People are hanging in there. I think that's what I could say.
Yep.
Hang in there
a little longer. That's my message to them. Hang in there a little longer.
All right. We know that you have a message for today.
Yep.
So let us begin our show with your message. Thank you. Right now.
Okay.
All yours.
A bunch of people have asked questions about Telos, the city beneath Mount Shasta. So I'm going to give you a description of Telos from the book Messages from the Hollow Earth by Diane Robbins. How can over a million people make their homes inside Mount Shasta? While we're stretching our imaginations, our neighbors, the Japanese, have already blueprinted underground cities in answer to their surface area problem. Sub-city habitation has for thousands of years been a natural vehicle for human evolution. Now here's a peek at a well-thought-out ecosystem. The density of the domed city are approximately 1.5 miles wide by 2 miles deep. Telos is comprised of five levels. The first level, this top level, is the center of commerce, education, and administration. The pyramid-shaped temple is the central structure and has a capacity of 50,000. Surrounding it are governmental buildings, the equivalent of a courthouse, that promotes an enlightened judicial system, halls of records, arts and entertainment facilities, a hotel for visiting foreign emissaries, a place which houses the Ra and Ranamu, the reigning king and queen of the royal Lemurian lineage, a communications center, a spaceport, schools, food, clothing, dispatches, and most residences. Level two is a manufacturing center, as well as a residential level. Houses are circular in shape and dust-free because of it. Like surface living housing for singles, couples, and extended families in the room in the north is the norm. Level three, the hydroponic gardens. Highly advanced hydroponic technology feeds the entire city, with some to spare for intercity commerce. All crops yield larger and tastier fruits, veggies, and soy products. that make for a varied and fun diet for the Telosians, now completely vegetarian. The Agartan cities have taken meat substitutes to new heights. The hydroponic gardens are manufacturing some natural park areas. That's level four. The level five, the nature level, about a mile beneath the surface ground level. This area is large natural environment. It serves as a habitat for a wide variety of animals, including those many extinct on the surface, such as T-Rex and mastodon and pterodactyls. All species have been bred in a non-violent atmosphere, and those that might be carnivorous on the surface now enjoy soy steaks and human interaction. Here you can romp with a saber-toothed tiger, in other words, ride him, with wild abandon. Together with the other plant level, even oxygen is produced and sustained by a biosphere. Government, a council of 12, 6 men and 6 women. Together with the Ra and Ranamu, do collective problem solving and serve as guides and guardians of the people. Positions of royalty such as that are held by Ra and Ranamu are regarded as ones of responsibility in upholding God's divine plan. The high priest and ascended master named Adama is also an official representative. Computers, the Agartan computer system is amino acid based and serves a vast array of functions. All of the sub-cities are linked by this highly spiritualized information network. The system monitors inner city and galactic communication while simultaneously serving the needs of the individual at home. It can, for instance, report your body's vitamin and mineral deficiencies and, when necessary, convey pertinent information from the Akashic records for personal and spiritual growth. Money and non-existent. All inhabitants' basic needs are taken care of by the luxuries are exchanged via a sophisticated barter system, barter and trade. Transportation, moving sidewalks, interlevel elevators, and electromagnetic sleds resembling our snowmobiles within the city. For travel between cities, residents take the tube, an electromagnetic subway system capable of speeds up to 3,000 miles per hour, actually 4,000 miles per hour. Yes, the Agartans are well-versed in intergalactic etiquette and are members of the Confederation of Planets. Space travel has been perfected, as has the ability for interdimensional shifts, interdensity shifts, that render these ships undetectable. That's why you don't hardly ever see them in the sky, because they're cloaked. Entertainment, theater concerts, and a wide variety of arts. Also, for you Trekkies, holodecks program your favorite movie or chapter in Earth's history and become a part of it. Childbirth, a painless 3-month, not 9, a very sacred process whereby upon conception a woman will go to the temple for 3 days, immediately welcoming the child with a beautiful music, thoughts, and imagery. Water birthing is the in the company of both parents is standard. Heights due to cultural differences. Average heights of subterranean citizens vary. Generally, 6'5 to 7'5 in Telos, while nearly 12 to 15 in Hollow Earth. Age unlimited. Death is by degeneration is simply not a reality in Telos. The Agartans choose to look an age between 30 to 40 and stay there, while technically they may be thousands of years old. By not believing in death, which is a no thing, this society is not limited by it. Upon completing a desired experience, one can discarnate at will. Ascension, absolutely, and much easier and more common than on the surface. Ascension is the ultimate goal of temple training. Why have they stayed underground all this time? In part, because the Agartans have learned the futility of war and violence and are patiently waiting for us to draw this to the same conclusion on the surface. They are such gentle folk that even our judgmental thoughts are physically harmful to them. Secrecy has been their protection. Until now, the truth of their existence has been veiled by spirit. When can we visit? Our entrance to the subterranean cities depend upon purity of our intentions and our capacity to think positively. A warm welcome from both worlds, Hollow Earth and subterranean worlds, is an ideal and must be expressed by more than just the light-working community. Currently, a few hundred brave subterraneans are working and living on the surface in order to blend with the masses. They have undergone temporary cellular change, so that physically they don't tower above the rest of us. They may be recognized by their gentle, sensitive nature and somewhat mysterious accent. We wish to introduce you to Princess Sharula Aurora Dux, the daughter of Ra and Ranamu of Telos. Sharula has been officially appointed ambassador to the surface world by the Agartan network. She was born in 1725 and looks 30. This article is courtesy of her firsthand experience. Now, the levels mentioned in the book are somewhat right, but they do have differences. In some of the levels, like the manufacturing portion of it, everything is manufactured through thought, not hands-on. People in Telos and in Hollow Earth have perfected a creation method through thought to create whatever they need, whether it be an aeroship, or whether it be a sled, or whether it be plants to adorn around their homes. They do this all through thought. Birthing is through thought, not through copulation, man and woman coming together. It's done through thought. So there is no interaction between man and woman when it comes to conceiving a child.
Well, you mean so, intercourse.
Well, I didn't want to say that. Copulation is the same thing. It's just a softer word, you know.
Yeah, but it's not.
But anyway.
We don't call that. Yeah, go ahead. We get you.
Right, right. Now, it was talking about the gardens, you know, the fruits and vegetables that are grown there are huge in size. As an example, a squash would be 3 or 4 feet long. A watermelon would be 6 to 7 feet big, large.
Can I ask you a question?
The ones in before you do, up in Alaska, they have watermelons that are gigantic, and the seeds are bigger than your thumb, okay? And so, and because of the soil in Alaska, once the glaciers melted, that they became very fertile lands. That's why Alaska has a very desired location for growing, and a very long growing season. Also, I will add, and all their vegetables up there are gigantic. So cabbages, like, you know, 6 to 12 feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Big, very big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and,
why do
so,
you...
Go
so
ahead.
My question, if you don't mind, just stay kind of on topic. So
yes.
You're describing so much of the similarity between Telos and or the inner world, inner Earth, and Hollow Earth. So
yes.
Much similarities, right? So
well,
do they
similar
inter-
somewhat?
Do they intermingle just naturally at any time? And why would the Telosians decide that that's really their realm versus coming into Hollow Earth? So if you could explain that a little bit more, would be
well, they helpful. They chose to, well, when the Lemurian continent, a lot of people call it Mu, when Lemuria was filled with water, just before it was filled with water, they knew that the end was coming. So they took a good portion of the Lemurian people into Mount Shasta. They had already carved out the area for to create their city. There's also a lesser portion of Telos, an extension of Telos, underneath Mount Lassen, also, and of course that's down by Redding, California. So there's a lesser city there as well. It's called Telos the Lesser, which is an extension of that city. And of course they have transportation in between the cities, you know, no problem.
So what is the real difference? Yeah. So what is the real difference between living in Telos versus in Hollow Earth, other than that there's a smoky sun? I mean,
what's the differences? Well, the differences are, first off, the people in Telos are, you know, somewhat closer in height to your people on the surface, whereas the people in Hollow Earth are anywhere between 12, 13, 14, 15 feet tall, and some even taller than that if they choose to be. The people in Mount Shasta or don't have a turquoise pallid skin.
Oh,
they are surface colored people.
The different cultures. The white.
So they have that there, but there are no. Turquoise pallid people living in Telos. They're all, more can actually blend in with the surface people and have done so quite a lot in the past. But the that's the differences between the Telosians and the Hollow Earth people. The reason we have the turquoise pallor in Hollow Earth is because of the high content of copper in the water.
Right.
When you go down to Hollow Earth, if you were to stay there any length of time, your skin would also turn a turquoise pallor. That's why if you stayed there over a couple years and decided to go back to the surface, you would not fit in on the surface because your skin tone would turn to a turquoise pallor because of the high content of copper in the water. Also, chelated copper on the surface is very good for you. And you've heard of colloidal silver. Well, you also have chelated copper, and that is a very, very
healthy. What do you call that?
Chelated?
Soraya? Oh, chelated.
Chelated copper.
Chelated. Yeah, chelated.
Chelated copper.
Right.
And that's pure that's pure copper. It's not a formula.
And how
it's
much
pure
of that,
copper.
Yeah. So how
you
much
can,
of
you
that
can take,
should one be taking?
You can take a teaspoon and put it in water or juice or whatever and stir it up and drink it.
And then you're going to turn turquoise.
You know, but
be careful, folks.
Well, put it this way: people that are iron deficient, if they take that copper, they won't be iron deficient anymore. Guarantee it.
Well, you know, even with a colloidal silver, you know, we take that very, very sparingly, like drops, maybe a spray. So, we're not 14, 15 feet tall either. So we're like a midget.
Right. No, I won't say you're midgets. You have a lot of tall people on the surfaces too.
Yeah,
take a lot of your football teams. I've seen some people in those football teams that tower over people. I mean,
basketball players like Michael Jordan,
and all that,
et cetera.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
yeah.
They're very tall.
Right.
You know, so
right.
We're not as tall as us in the Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
The reason we've stayed hidden from you in Hollow Earth is because there we can evolve faster without any interference from the outside world. And it's like a protection for us. That's why there's very, very, very few people from Hollow Earth on the surface. In fact, I only know of two.
Okay, could we talk a little bit about Cirilla Dux, since she represents
Cirilla Dux. Cirilla came to the surface, and she moved from Mount Shasta. She went to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and opened up an ashram, and there she met. I forgot what his name was. His last name was Dux, because she married him. That's why she's called Dux. But being on the surface, when she left Telos, she was very shapely. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go and see her in Santa Fe, she's put on a whole bunch of weight.
wait a minute.
From surface foods.
Yeah,
but
I got a question. So she's still living?
Sure. Of course.
She is still living. Yeah, I
and
know
she's
that.
She's in Santa Fe with her husband.
Okay. So
She also has children by Mr. Dux as well.
So how come we don't hear anything about her or of her and what she's doing?
Well, because she has an ashram in Santa Fe, New Mexico. When you go there, you can always look it up. It would be under her Earth given name which is Sharula is a garden, and Dux is her
American
her
name.
Her husband, American name, right?
Yeah, So her
center would be under her name, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You could always go and visit her there, and she would tell you all she would tell you a whole bunch of things about
Have you been in touch with her at all?
No.
Have you spoken to her? Oh, how come?
I have spoken to her. I have spoken to her in the past.
Yeah.
But I didn't really, get to, in fact, we first met each other in passing on my first trip to Telos from when I was in the military at Area 51. I took a shuttle, a tube, from there all the way to Telos and given a tour of the city. So that was my first, meeting of Sharula. She, as I was getting off the tube or the shuttle, she was getting on. And I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to the surface. And for what? To live. Oh, okay. So, that's basically it was the end of our conversation. She got on the shuttle and it was gone. I got off the shuttle and came face to face with the Dharma. And he gave me a tour of the city. So.
Okay. All right. Well, how about we do this, Zareya?
Yes.
Very good. That was very good as far as an introduction. About Telos and all the different levels that they have there. So is there anything else that you see in those levels from your perspective since you visited there?
Yes.
Anything else that might be different from your point of view?
Well, they don't actually walk on the ground. They walk
right,
on their,
just like on Telos.
On their, just like in Hollow Earth. They don't touch the ground hardly at all.
That's what I meant, Hollow Earth.
So they sort of glide over it, And so you can actually, in Hollow Earth, just like in Telos, if you don't want to be on a moving sidewalk, you can actually fly if you want to. That's up to you. Of course, their thought patterns are so enlightened beings that they have the flying to them is commonplace.
Is that like driving a car?
Fly, yeah. Like that, but they just simply use their thoughts and they lift right off the ground. If people on the surface were trained, they could fly too.
Of course, you do have a
high density of gravity up here too. That's kind of holds you down a little bit.
So last question, Zareya, before we ask you to bring your father through, so we can begin, our Q&A with your dad before our Dr. Jerry comes. So if we were to take a look at the inner earth, right, the inner earth with, which is those civilizations that are just below
the
surface.
Network.
Talking about in Earth. Yeah, I mean, why can't I just call it the inner Earth world? Why do I have to say Agartha?
You
because
can do that if
people
you like.
People confuse Agartha with being the Hollow Earth area. So, and then people also think that the inner Earth is also Agartha. So there's a difference. So is Agartha really the name for the inner earth? Is that really that part is the Agartha
Agartha
civilization
is the
world.
Is the inner earth not the hollow earth, but in the inner earth.
Right.
It's called the Agartan network of travel.
Okay.
is in the All crust
right.
of the earth.
Okay.
It's in the as you're going into the earth's crust, you go to the 400 mile mark, and that's where the center of gravity is. Just past that is where the Agartan city, Shambhala the Lesser, is located.
How many miles depth is that?
I would say about 500 miles into the Earth's crust.
Oh, okay. So we're past the 400 mark. So that begins the inner Earth. And then how far deep is 500 miles again? And that all of that part is all the Agartan network, right? So
correct.
It's 500
I also understand
miles deep,
in the Earth's,
all the
in
way
the
around
Earth's,
the Earth.
In the Earth.
Okay.
In, right. In the also understand in the crust of the Earth, you have what's called lava pockets of lava.
And those
are located in areas where you have volcanoes. Wherever there's a volcano, there's also a pocket of lava underneath it.
Right.
And all volcanoes, active volcanoes, have those lava pockets under them. Now, Mount Shasta, when it became dormant, the lava pocket that was underneath it also became sealed off from the mountain. So Mount Shasta will not erupt anymore.
Who sealed it off?
The Agartans also.
Okay.
But other volcanoes, one's in Alaska, one's in Hawaii.
All over the world.
Over in Japan,
yeah.
All over the world. They have lava pockets in the Earth's crust that is, you know, is feeding those volcanoes. Now, that's why... So that's the main reason why that the center of the Earth, the core of the Earth, is not a molten core. It's a central sun, a smoky sun. And the lava pockets that are underneath all these volcanoes are active, especially the ones underneath Yellowstone Park.
What's that got to do with a smoky sun?
I'm just giving people an education as far as the people are asking questions. Feeding of the volcanoes, does it come from the molten core? No, it doesn't.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that's the reason.
Right.
It doesn't.
It stops.
There's
a layer of lava. There's a layer of lava. Around the world.
How was that created, though? Uh-huh. Has that always been there?
It's always been there. During the creation of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But still, these are just pockets. It's not a solid. It's not a solid layer of lava. It's pockets.
So here's my question. And then we'll go, and if you will, bring your father through. So very soon we're going to see Lemuria as we know it. I mean, that's going to be coming up to the surface, right?
Well, that would take some doing. Atlantis is rising.
So I guess my question is what is going to bring them up? I mean, so let's take a look at Atlantis. What pushes it up to the surface? Is that going to – because it's
it
got
would be,
some molten
it would be,
lava?
No, it would be the expansion.
No,
it would be the expansion of the Earth.
How is it elevated?
let me tell you. After the gathering takes place, or during the gathering.
Oh, I gotcha.
After the people are taken from the earth, then that then right. the earth is going to go through a cleansing.
Yeah.
It's going to go through a shaking. Expansion.
A terraformation.
The earth will get bigger than what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It will expand.
All right. Okay.
And when it does, it's going to cause the continents that are below the water to rise.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The oceans will become more like lakes instead of oceans.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because if the Lemurian continent was to come up,
mm-hmm.
it would cause the United States to go under. You know, under
mm-hmm.
the water. But, I mean, that's before the expansion. If it came up now, it would cause mass flooding on the continent of America. And when
sure.
Atlantis come up, of course, it would turn the United States into a marshland. However,
mm-hmm.
that won't happen because when the Earth expands and the continents come up, because the earth has expanded, there'll be enough upheaval to bring the continents up and also keep the United States continent above water as well.
Okay, got it. All right,
because
very good.
Because the earth herself is going to swell, expand.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
this will happen after the gathering.
All right. Okay. All right. This was a very, very good history lesson about Talos.
One more
mm-hmm.
point.
All right.
A lot of people are worried about global warming. And, of course, the signs of that, they assume, is a massive opening in the ice shelf in the North Arctic Ocean ice shelf. It's a big gap in one of those in the ice shelf up there, and they think because that is broken off, they assume it's broken off, that it's going to cause problems. It's not. It was open for a reason, to allow a surface vessel known as a cruise ship to enter into Hollow Earth. This will happen after the Galactic Federation has announced themselves, the Galactic Disclosure. And then actual cruise ships from the surface will be able to enter into Hollow Earth by way of the North Polar opening. We're
okay,
opening up that
good.
Waterway for that purpose. Understand also,
okay.
though, that when you go, if you become eligible to take that journey, your entire way of thought will change as you go around that opening. When you go around that opening, the thoughts of eating meat won't exist anymore. Your thoughts of evil or malice or any of that, be gone totally. Because that can't enter into Hollow Earth, because Hollow Earth is a harmonious world.
Well, we have to be able, yeah. So
yeah.
we have to so match that particular frequency.
You have to match that
in order
density.
Right. Well, we could call it frequency as well, or density, to be able to go with
density
them, which
instead
is,
of dimension.
Well,
it's in
oh,
six
no, I'm
density.
Not talking. I'm not talking about density. I'm talking, see, the high frequencies, depending on your frequency, also equates with whatever density you're in. So
that's
we have
true
to
too.
Raise
your
okay,
density,
thank you.
Raise your vibration.
Your raise your vibrational frequencies. Correct. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Hey, listen, Zareya, we have about 20 minutes, so we can begin our Q&A with your dad or his messages for today. And then after we have Dr. Shaw on our call here shortly, then we will continue with our Q&A with your father. So in the meantime, we have about 20 minutes or so, if you could bring him through. And let's see what message he has for us today. And everyone, for those of you, if you do not want a quick Q&A, then please raise your hands and ask Zora some questions after Dr. Jerry is here. All right? Otherwise, I will close the lines and we'll say adios until the next time. All right. So just FYI for everyone. And in the meantime, all right, Zareya, we'd love to speak with your dad. It's been quite a while since we've spoken to him. Thank you so much for your part of our call today. That was very enlightening and very informative.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses.
Ah, sounds like Zora is here. Hello, Zora. Welcome to your
and
show.
How be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
I think if I'm wonderful, I know that everyone that's listening also is feeling wonderful and very happy that you are here with us too. So
indeed.
What is your message? Yes, your message is for us today, if you will.
All right. The question has been raised as to why it's taking so long to receive your blessing and why it has taken so long for the governments to switch over. One is your new republic, a restored republic, I should say. Anyway, so that all has to do with politics, as far as that goes, the new republic, restored republic.
How do you see that? Yeah, well, Zora, let's just stay on that topic for a second. So we know the restored we know that the restored republic already has been put together. How is that going to unfold when we have the two, you know, we still have Republicans and Democrats, you know, still fighting with each other, and we're better than you are, and we're going to collapse the economy, and, you know, the bad guys are at it even more intensely than before. So tell us the events or situations that have to come together in order for the restored republic to come about.
Well, the restored republic has already been put together, and it is
correct,
ready to be released. However,
correct,
you still have what you call your parties that are bickering with each other.
Correct.
Which is totally senseless to do, but they do it anyway. So they seem to think they need to have their part. Well, understand this, people. I'm talking to both parties, Democratic and also Republican. Your days are numbered, both sides. When the new republic comes and takes full control of the planet, or of the United States, I should say, of the United States, then your jobs will be over.
What will trigger that, Zora?
Well, right now, you're working on what you call wanting to Republicans to take over the Senate and the House. Well, they've already accomplished
mm-hmm.
the House, and they're working on the Senate. Once this occurs, government changes.
So whether or
for the
not
better,
whoever
for the better.
Okay. So
however,
do you foresee?
Do I foresee what?
I mean, so do you? In order for that to occur, Do you foresee, it doesn't matter whether or not the Senate is Republican or Democrat?
No, it doesn't. The House has already been taken.
So what is going to trigger this?
That's going to be somewhat the change right there, the beginning of the change right there.
True.
Because
true.
And when this occurs, of course, you will have once the House Speaker will become Trump. former President Trump.
That's a good one, Zora.
Indeed.
Really, we heard
that will also that will also open up the way to introduce the new the restored Republic president.
You bet. That would be, I would agree. I definitely, we would all agree. I apologize for the laughing. It's just that, okay, wow, that was a big surprise right there coming from you. So, all right, so back to the RV, and then I think, oh my goodness, what time do I have here?
A lot of what the RV is, a lot of what is preventing the RV from coming forth for everyone is attitude of the people. Mm. As harsh as that may sound, it is true. You have what is called the wants and the not wants. And so there is a division there. And that division must be severed. Brought together as one, which will occur once the blessing is brought forth fully. It's already come together somewhat in your time, but not fully.
So, yeah.
So
well.
Because there are many, there are many already that are listening to this call that have received what you call their reward or their blessing, but they're unable to speak of it.
Yes, we get that.
Because of the NDAs that they had to sign.
Yeah. So
if some of them want to come on and say, yes, they have received, but they cannot tell you what they received, that's up to them. But there have been people, even on this call, that have already received their blessing.
So, again, even on this topic, Zora, what's the trigger? What is the push to bring it over so that we become more prosperous? What needs to happen? I know you mentioned attitude. So what about the attitude?
That's a big player right there.
Okay, is it because they're angry or they're depressed? Or what kind of attitudes are those people that are preventing it or energetically preventing this to happen? What are the
things
that we can help to alleviate?
You have what you call a certain families in your world that have been what you call governing the planet or the governments. Yes.
Oh, you're talking about the Rothschilds and Soros
Yes. They are the ones that must be brought into check, where they can do no harm. They're the ones that are preventing this from going full bore, as you term it.
So what do we need to do to get that, to alleviate all that and get rid of, you know, those bad guys.
You need to do what is termed as to send a love vibration out to them.
To them. Uh-huh.
To them.
Yes, got it.
Because understand, they have a way of life right now, and they don't want to disturb that way of life.
Well, why don't we all do this energetically with you, Zora?
Of course, we can do that.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. All right, everybody, get ready. Rub your hands together. Place your hands outward.
To go in the direction of Washington
outward,
and in the direction
or
of
Washington, or
California,
wherever.
Wherever.
Out, yeah, or else out into the universe,
from your body out to the world. Anyway.
Right,
so,
okay. All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, they receive all of the villainous negative energies that are out there. Receive the power of love.
Of love.
Of peace and prosperity. This is what the world needs. All of the bad intentions, all of the negativity that is placed on as a part of our veil or whatever you want to call it, is now completely gone. It's replaced with great prosperity and peace and joy. We send you all back to
So source. you wanted to know what was holding back your changes. Now you know. But a lot of it is unsettling, I should say.
Yeah.
So for many people.
How much of that, I mean, are they almost all gone for, you know? I mean, is it like maybe if you put it
well,
on a scale
not,
of...
They do not all have to be gone. They just have to be change their thought pattern.
Oh, all
understand.
Right. And, you know, as...
Yes.
Okay, change your thought patterns.
And,
right, uh-huh.
Yes, change your thought patterns. And always think on a positive note, never on a negative note.
Correct.
I've heard murmurs, if you understand what I'm saying there, murmurs, even in our extended family. Oh, this is not going to happen. Zora doesn't know what he's talking about. Zoraya doesn't know what he's talking about. Quasar doesn't know what she's talking about. So, understand, we know what we're talking about. But I know you
Thank
are,
you so
many
much.
Of you out there are saying you don't know what you're talking about.
Disbelievers.
You've
right.
been saying it's going to happen, saying it's going to happen,
right.
saying it's going to happen, and it's not happening. In
right.
their reality, they are correct. It is not happening.
You bet.
You want to change that, people, then change the way you think.
It always,
understand?
Yes. Yeah.
It boils
how
down
you think
to
and
this.
How you feel.
How you think, how you feel, how you act.
Correct.
Always show love to those that are doing you wrong. Do not retaliate, Zoraya.
or myself
on the road
also,
on the road
yeah.
Do not retaliate
yeah.
if someone cuts you off in traffic. Do not shake your fist at them. Do not wish them ill, because that creates a problem.
That's an example.
We are speaking to everyone and ourselves at the same time.
Yeah, correct.
So
yes.
we're not setting ourselves apart from you, beloveds. We, because we are on the surface, Zoraya is on the surface. She has fallen prey to the way things are. and has fallen into the trap, so to speak. But when she first came to the surface, she was an entirely different being. She was soft-spoken. She was what is termed as very gentle, very loving. Through her experiences on the surface, being mistreated, being abused, and being what you call programmed, speaking of the military, that's a major programming institution, the military.
Indeed.
She lost her gentleness. She lost her, what you call, her soft-spokenness. She's getting back to it slowly, but she did fall prey to the same ills that you on the surface are experiencing on a daily basis. So understand that if she was to suddenly, all of a sudden, what you call, become soft-spoken and loving and all of this, you wouldn't even recognize her because you know her as she is, as she has become. However, understand this. Once everything changes for the better from the Galactic Federation, what you call Galactic Disclosure, after that time, she will immediately regain her soft-spokenness, her gentleness, and everything that she has lost as far as attitudes. She has become, being on the surface, she has become what you call stagnant to the point where, and what she's experienced and what she's been viewing here lately, she has even come to the conclusion, what is the use of being here? But she also knows that she's here for the purpose of guiding you to your ascension, guiding you to knowing that we exist in Hollow Earth, which is what your well-known character on your surface world, Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, was supposed to have done in 1947. However, he was not able to do so. They shut him up. The governments did. And when Zareya and her sister came to the surface, they still had that mission, even though it was not revealed at that moment. That was their mission, to bring forth the final message that was given to Admiral Byrd to the world. And that's what is happening now. We are reaching the world through our calls. We have a wondrous call tomorrow. There's going to be several healers, psychics, mediums, you name it. They're going to be there. It's a four-hour call tomorrow, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It is.
Very informative, very enlightening for many people.
Yes.
Do not miss this call. None of you. Be on it. Now, understand?
Very good.
We want you to have your blessing. We of the Galactic Federation, we want you to have it. But you also, all of you as a whole, need to change your attitude. You need to bring forth out of you the love that's hidden inside of you. All of you have the love. You just don't know how to express it. I'm not speaking of sex. I'm speaking of love. Understand that you're so caught up and programmed from your upbringing and your teachings and your religions, you're really messed up on the surface. But we're trying to straighten out the mess.
Thank you, Zora.
So I'm here to tell you, all of you, only express love in whatever fashion you know. I'm not speaking of lust. I'm speaking of love from the heart, your heart mind.
Thank you, Zora.
I'm receiving feedback.
You are. That is a perfect message for today, Zora. Thank you so much.
Well,
I
bring
know
on
that
your next
we
guest,
be,
and I will be on later to complete what I was saying.
It is all about, the answer is always love. Thank you so much, Zora. We always very, very much appreciate your messages, yours as well as Zora's. So, all right, everyone, let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry in. We haven't spoken to him probably. Oh, thank you, Zora. We'll see you very shortly. Okay, so Dr. Jerry is next. Let me go ahead and bring him through, and let's see what. Here we go. Let's see if he can give us some updates, and especially in regards to the present product that he's bringing forth to all of us and the purpose of it. And again, it's all about helping our vessels, these bodies that we have, that we are using in this existence, and we need to keep it as healthy as possible. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry Shaw in. All right, here we go, guys. All righty, here we go. Hold on 1 second. Let me just go ahead and quickly just send him a message that we're waiting for him. Okay, hold on a second. All right. What a wonderful message, Zora. And it is. I guess we are now ready for Dr. Shaw, so let me go ahead and bring him through. Here we go. I hope this is the right number. I want to make sure that I've got that correct. You know, these phones, they update, and then we lose certain things here. All righty. Okay. Correct number. Let's go. Here we go.
Hello, Jane.
Hey, welcome, Dr. Shaw, Dr. Jerry. And how
Thank
are you
me.
Doing today?
Awesome.
How are...
awesome,
well,
but I'm getting better.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, thank you. Very good. Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. And welcome once again to our Zora call, and, you know, and perhaps maybe a little discussion of some of the updates. I don't think I need to reintroduce you over and over all of the time. So I think I'm going to probably just go ahead and let you take over. And just again, for everyone, we have our wonderful spiritual teacher, mentor, as well as our go-to doctor, alternative medicine doctor that knows all about, he knows the ins and outs of all, many, many of the nutrients and the products that are out there, and why we rely on his expertise to bring forth the best that would be able to assist our physical bodies, you know, all of the different layers of our physical bodies, into increased frequency and vibration and good health. Great health. So all of that being said, here is Dr. Shaw, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you, Jane. I got all excited when there was when there was, like you were saying, no introduction, because I'll tell you why. I remember back then, it was 1981. In 1981, I was in a spiritual community in the Sierras in California, and there was he was called a wandering sadhu, and in India, because he was from India, and in India, they wandering sadhus can spend no longer than 3 days in any one place to be considered a wandering sadhu. It's like a particular requirement. So he'd come to this spiritual community just to kind of be there for a week or so. But his name, you know, in Sanskrit was something I can't remember. But it translated, the translation of it was full, empty, nothing. So full, empty, zero. So the whole thing was the emptiness, you know, being open and empty and not... overloaded, you know, with physicality, so that you can be aware. So I in my ultimate spiritual teacher was the ultimate enlightenment, he said, is where you realize that you are at that place where you are just tranquility, you are completely one with the universe. So you, in your small ego, you are nothing or have nothing. You're just, but you're everything. So it's like that, mm-hmm. that place, that full empty nothing. So it requires no introduction because it just is. So anyway, sorry.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that's perfect. That was beautiful. That's beautiful.
It reminded me. Yeah, it reminded me of
yeah.
that. But anyway, thank you for the introduction. And, anyway, I'm really, really happy to be here always. And yes, I have to, I think, at least lay a foundation of why we're here and why it's important that we support this physicality of, you know, our being here on this planet. And from that place, I like to bring the spirit to it. And the spirit mm-hmm. is that we actually... I guess I'm reflecting on just being here now, this moment. And I mm-hmm. think that's really important. And I think that is the most power that meditation bestows on us, is teaching us to not only be in this moment, alive in this time, but to be who we are and to recognize who we are, the truth of what we are. And I think it tracks back to my spiritual teacher. His whole teaching was based upon in Sanskrit, it's called Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma, translated to English, is eternal truth. If you look at religion, they're all based on an eternal truth. The essence of it is that eternal truth. But the more you put it into the world, the more that truth can be warped and played with and manipulated until it's no longer resonant with truth. So that's why it's important, I believe, to sit and tap into that eternal truth, which is in silence, is to sit in that observing of this moment. And the reality is that's what meditation is. It's sitting and observing this moment. That's why you observe the inhale and the exhale. That's why you, in more advanced techniques, work with the movement of the Kundalini. But what it does is it teaches you to focus on this moment, this place, and this truth, and this who you are, which is everything, which is connected with everyone. And all life, we are energy, we are quantum, we are all, everyone on this in this family, and you and Zora, and we're all connected. And so we have this consciousness of connectedness, which flies in the face of everything we see in the world today of division. There's so much division and looking at people, or the color of the skin, or the Republican or Democrat, or different philosophies, different religions, and all of these divisions. It just falls away as we are all connected and we are all one, and we evolve as that oneness. And that's why I really love these calls and this family, because this family is attuned to that. And together, we can assist the world in raising that vibration, because it is all a vibration. What we think and what we say and how we spend our days, we create that vibration in a constant way. And so anything we can do to support one another and to support that and to maintain that awareness helps us, it helps the family, it helps our community, it helps the planet. So this truly is a great mission to be a part of this.
Beautiful.
And as a part of that, we keep our physical bodies strong, because life in the physical is limited, and we want to extend it as long as possible. Genetically, scientists have determined that we should live to at least 120 years. That's what our genes say. And we look at a lot of the scriptures and biblical and some of the Puranas and some of the ancient scriptures, people will live 1,000 years or longer, So we know that we're capable of that, but what we have to cultivate is the ability to take those genes and express them perfectly, because there's so many things flying in the face of that expression. There's so many things blocking that expression, and you can go down the list. And the list includes not only the external things like the toxins that are in the air, the food, the water, but also the internal thing, the toxic emotions, even the toxins from metabolic processes and all of the things that we deal with in the physical realm that cause the block of this perfect expression, this perfect life, this perfect well-being, this perfect health. So we, as practitioners, we look at what can we do to support that expression. And I think that's the most important thing, and I believe it's the future of medicine, because we've gone through a phase, let's just call it the last 100 years, where medicine has been all about intervention. It's been about what can we take from the outside and put in this body and intervene in a major way, something really that's been unnatural, like some kind of chemical, or what can we open up the body and cut or alter? It's all about this intervention, like man knows better. But the reality is, and any practitioner of any branch of any kind of medicine that has merit, they understand the miracle of the body. The miracle is truly within. they understand how little we know about the ability of those genes to express things and our body to take those expressions and translate them into all of these different biochemical reactions and mechanisms that keep every organ system functioning and every reaction taking place and every nerve firing in the proper way and doing everything correctly so that we actually live. If you think about it, what a miracle that is. All of these things have to happen to keep us here, to keep us alive. And how grateful that we would be if we could really think about all of those things that happen, you know, millions of things, literally every minute, that keep us alive, keep us able to breathe, keep us able to look around the world, to hear, to touch, to smell, to taste, to experience this world, the millions of things that have to go on to allow that to happen. And if you really contemplate that, you'd just be so grateful. And I heard something recently that if we could literally think of three things every day to be grateful for, that in 21 days, you completely reprogram the brain. So you actually will live differently. You will change your vibration. Just think of three things to be grateful for today, tomorrow, the next day, and make it a practice. And at the end of 21 days, you will have altered your vibration. You will have altered your consciousness. You will begin to think differently. And it's as simple as that. But if we think of everything that we have to be grateful for, just the fact that we are here and we can be us is, I think, number one. So, and then the supplements. Yo, Zora.
Beloved
thank
God,
you.
Understand this.
Awesome.
Instruct the people to do what is termed as to go out to a river. Get yourself a nice rock. That will be your grateful rock. Mm. And what you do, you take that home. And every day that you get up, you infuse that rock with what you are grateful for on a daily basis. Instead of writing it down, infuse it into the rock.
Mm. That's awesome.
And then, yes, indeed. It is a wondrous way to exercise your gratefulness. By
that's beautiful.
Fusing it into a rock or a crystal.
Okay.
You desire to do.
Okay.
But understand that is what you need to do. And always be grateful for something. Also, when we tell you to think differently, actually, in reality, do not think, do.
Right.
Thank you, Zora.
Wait, I'm going back on mute.
I love that because it brings us around to everything is consciousness. Everything is consciousness. Everything is energy. It's just vibrating it slightly differently. So that rock, that crystal, everything is of creation. You know, God didn't create the human beings that walk the planet. You know, it's the animals, it's the rocks, it's everything. And if you break it down into vibrations and molecules and movement, it's all moving. There's really nothing solid, even that rock. So you just infusing that would help and my word that comes to mind is crystallize it, because if that thought is in your brain, it helps to crystallize it to, that's so brilliant, to take this physical thing in the physical world, like a crystal or a stone, and take that thought and say, that's what I'm grateful for, and project it into that and infuse that element into that. It would help carry that vibration. So every time you looked at that, every time you saw it, every time you touched it, you go, oh, yes, oh, yes. I am grateful. Oh, yes, I can act in that from that gratitude because it is in the physical world. It is real. That's really cool. Thank you so much. Awesome.
Okay.
the other part of that, the extension of that, is we need to take care of these physical beings. So from that, you know, we talk about the things we can do nutritionally. And it's really, really important, especially now, because we are marketed, especially, you know, our children see these things. They're on social media. They're on watching TV. They're, you know, wherever they're picking these things up, they're marketed to heavily. Mm. And money is spent on things that are processed, the things that are sugar-laden and GMO and bad fats like hydrogenated oils and all of these things that aren't good, the sodas and the vapes and everything that's marketed to mostly our children. But then as people get older, they still are caught in that marketing and they still buy these things that literally billions of dollars are being spent to make people think that's what they want. But if you go back to our ancestors before there was such heavy brainwashing in the marketing world, they ate simply, they ate seasonally, they ate from the land, and they didn't eat, typically they didn't eat too much, they ate what they needed, and that simple life supported an entirely different consciousness, a consciousness of awareness of the world and your place in the world and your interconnectedness. I go back to my ancestries in Native American. And they were part of an environment, you know, so closely knit that they knew, you know, if they ate meat and they killed the deer, they would thank the deer's spirit. You know, they would pray and they would use every bit of it. And they would be grateful for receiving that and honor that. So it was that connectedness to the planet, to the earth, to creation, that brought a certain strength and a certain awareness and a certain spirituality to these people. So we have to work a little harder because we live in a world that has been, for lack of better words, it's been altered, it's been influenced, it's been, you know, money has kind of taken over. So we need to, when you go to the store, you need to look at those things that are more simple. You need to look at the vegetables and the fruits and the things that aren't processed. And I'm sitting here in my little corner office, and now there's leaf blowers that just kicked in. Sorry, can you hear that, Jane? I don't know if that's going to be, if I need to go to a different part of the house. Let me know.
No.
It's okay.
You're great.
Okay, good. Yep. Okay. Anyway, we have to be more discerning than ever. And I just, you know, I've heard recently that GMO, which I avoid like the plague, because GMO, genetically modified organisms, and most of the food these days is, at least in North America, is GMO. So it's been altered. And it's been altered in a way that's not healthy. It's been altered so that it holds up to heavy application of herbicides and to a degree pesticides. And so it doesn't destroy or affect that plant because they've changed the plant. And so they can even use more, like, for example, wheat. Wheat, they not only, typically it's GMO, but they also, it dries the wheat. So right before they harvest the wheat, they spray it with the glyphosates. So it dries it, because one of the things that when you harvest wheat, when the combines go and you see it, you know, going down the fields and pulling, it's better if it's dry. So they spray the glyphosates on there and dry it out. It's a desiccant. But guess what that does? That ends up in your flour, in your bread products, in your wheat products. So many people that can't eat wheat, it's more likely, rather than the gluten, not my opinion, it's more likely the fact that it's so laden with the GMO, with the glyphosates and those issues. So we just have to be really careful that GMO, they've changed it to bio-enhanced. I believe that's the word they've changed it to, is bio-enhanced. And isn't that lovely, bio-enhanced? That makes you think that, wow, this is they made this healthier in some way. I guarantee you it's not healthier. So I think it's really important that we look for non-GMO, and organic is naturally non-GMO. So we need to be aware of that, to support the organic industry and the non-GMO and eat those foods as exclusively as possible. You can't always, And if you do eat something and you know that it's probably GMO, or you go out to eat and you're eating bread or whatever, just from my study of Chinese medicine and studying with doctors that in China that knew a lot, it's more important, and I think that's where the blessing the food is valuable. It's more important mm-hmm. that you do it from a place of blessing and gratitude, and it literally can change the molecules around so that it's actually mm-hmm. to, if you're eating it thinking, oh, I'm sure this is a GMO, I'm sure it's bad for me, and that then deepens it. In fact, one Chinese doctor told me that would reverse the kidney meridian and be very, very bad. So if mm-hmm. you do have to eat, you know, the non-organic stuff, do it with a grateful heart and, you know, bless the food and that sort of thing. And it does change it. You know, it does help to change it because, again, everything is vibration. So
correct.
That being said, we do talk about supplements on this call, and that's why it's important, because we can't always eat perfectly. It's impossible to eat as our ancestors did. And we can try to as much as possible, but it's just not possible to entirely live in that simple, connected to the earth as our ancestors did. So we resort on certain supplements to help us metabolically to keep our body in that, being able to express itself in the most dynamic and effective way possible. And one of those that we've encountered recently is the Numi Swish and Spray. It's a glutathione. And glutathione is something that's very active in our bodies when we're young, when we're in our early years, up through our teens. And by the time you're between 18 to 20 years old, that's the most glutathione your body's ever going to have. And it's the most powerful antioxidant, but it has hundreds of other functions. And it's directly responsible for liver function. And the liver has 500 known functions, everything to do with the blood. It's directly responsible for proper brain function. And there's, you know, obviously there's many things that you need your brain and your central nervous system and your nerves, all those vital communications. It's highly noted for digestive function, gut function, all of the things that are critical to our well-being. Glutathione is there for the ability of the body to carry oxygen. We would literally suffocate within a minute because our blood could not carry oxygen without glutathione. And every decade, you lose 10 to 15% and more, actually, if you're exposed to a lot of toxins, air, food, and water, again, you know, in the world today, more if you live in a stressful environment, and people watching TV or just seeing the news and living life these days, it's pretty high stress. More if you're not getting good sleep, so many things. And then by the time you're in your 60s or 70s, you have very, very little, maybe as little as a quarter of the glutathione your body actually needs. And the other system that is dependent upon glutathione levels is our immune system. So here we are dealing with, you know, as we get older, oftentimes more and more stress. And certainly it doesn't become less, you know, in this world. And we have less and less of the ability to cope with it. So that's why the importance of a glutathione supplement. But the issue was, in the past, we couldn't take it. There's a lot of, you can go find glutathione capsules and take those. But you might get to 2% to get through the stomach acids, because stomach acids destroy glutathione. It's a very fragile molecule. Even the precursors that we relied on heavily, like L-cysteine or N-acetylcysteine, gets destroyed by the very acidic condition in the stomach. So we cannot rely on that. And that's why the Numi was so valuable, and I was so excited to see it, is they had nanosized it significantly below 10 nanometers. No one's been able to do that because of the fragility of the molecule. I don't know how they were able to do it, but Stephen Scott, you know, he had the money, he had the connections. He's been looking at glutathione since 2006 when he had a precursor company. And he, when he left that company, he began searching out doctors and scientists and researchers all around the world, buying patents related to glutathione research. And because of that, he started attracting people and scientists that were also passionate about it, like he was. And all working together, they were able to achieve this breakthrough. So that's why I got excited about a year ago. It'll be a year ago, this coming February 1st is when I first found NUMMI. And we've seen many, many instances of people changing their lives with it. And I want to add that there's no panacea. There's no supplement that is a panacea for everyone or every condition, because everyone's a little bit different. We're all very similar, but biochemically we have different things going on. We could have different levels of toxicity or different kinds of things that our body is storing. We could have different, we have slightly different genetic imprints that we're dealing with. So we have slight differences. So there's no panacea that's perfect for everyone. But glutathione is one of those molecules that if there was one go-to in everything that was on the market, from what I've known of glutathione for over 40 years, the first study I really saw that really caught my eye was in 1985, was regarding liver function, and knowing how vital it was for liver function and knowing how much of that we were seeing, I knew we needed to find some way to upregulate glutathione, and there wasn't really an effective way. So finally there is. That's how big a deal this is to me. So, that's just a great thing. Other than that, we've talked about the Zealous product, because spirulina is the perfect food, and it's really hard because it's a natural detoxifier. It's hard to find a pure version of it. But in northern Spain, they put a facility in, this company, Zealous, that is all computerized and put in northern Spain because of the pristine nature of the area. And everything is highly controlled, very pure, very pristine, and monitored like every thousand times a second by computers to keep it pure and optimized. So you have a chance to get the perfect food without the toxicity. So now it becomes the perfect magnet for those toxic elements. So between that perfect spirulina and the glutathione, that's an amazing combination because they're both detoxifiers, mm-hmm. which we vitally need mm-hmm. to keep our bodies functioning. The other thing that we've hit on in recent years is the age pill, and that's the NAD plus that helps get the glycation in products, the internal metabolism, all those metabolites, it helps to get it out of our body. So in an optimal world, we would be on taking all three, and I highly recommend that if people can do it. But my go-to would be the NUMMI, because there's so many things that we need glutathione for, and we just don't have enough. So that's that's why we're pretty excited these days about NUMMI. So that kind of is full circle.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I would like to, and I know that I guess I'll just say it from my point of view in regards to all of those three products. Those three products have always been amazing. You know, when you brought in the Sisals, the age pill, and of course the spirulina, the Zealous, because everyone has always been thinking and wanting to start and go back to spirulina, because it is that perfect food and it is a great detoxifier as well. So and it's so pure and it's the most powerful that there is out there. I think that's a real go-to product for people to take, especially in the environment that we live in and what we're eating, et cetera. And then of course now the NUMMI. I think for the NUMMI is like for how some people kind of see it. Well, we understand that glutathione is important for the body. We lose it. We lose more and more of our natural glutathione within our bodies. But, it doesn't seem to be, it doesn't come across as being as powerful as they think they might be, because what we're doing is we're just swishing it and, just swishing it for a couple of minutes. I mean, does it really get into the system and into the cells where it needs to be? So perhaps maybe if you could just describe that a little bit more, and regarding this very special nanotechnology, and it isn't lipid; it's all water based, pure water based, and that it actually within how long after you swish it for a couple of minutes, how fast does it get into the system? How fast does it get into the liver to start to do its job, or the kidneys, or, you know, wherever else that the body needs? Does it go directly, perhaps maybe to those areas that needs it the most besides, you know, and then, you know, of the others later? Because the body knows what it wants. The body knows what it needs in order to heal itself. So if you could expand a little bit more on that, I think would be really helpful for people, Dr. Jerry.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked and took it to the next level, because there were developments in this arena in the glutathione application, you know, a few years back with liposomal glutathione, and that's surrounding it in a fat molecule, which does help protect it through the stomach, and you get a little better absorption. But at the level of the cell, it oftentimes is repelled, because one of the things the body would repel would be fat, because it's dealing with excess fat in many from many different avenues in our current society, mm-hmm. you know, dietary fat, et cetera. So oftentimes there's excess fat already in the cell, and you know, when that happens, that's a selective membrane at the interface, and it rejects it. So you don't get the glutathione into the cell. So the NUMMI breakthrough is a water technology. They surround it in a very, very pure water molecule. And the cells just really take it up. There's a University of Utah scientist that determined that within 70 seconds after swishing, it was actually in the cell, which is amazing. That's the first pass of the blood circulation. It's actually into the cell. And once it's in the mm-hmm. cell, it begins to – glutathione is a – it's not like a – like you think, our metabolism, our mitochondria, our DNA, mm-hmm. our oxygen intake, our immune system, our liver, all glutathione levels. So you think, wow, I get this instant jolt. The body doesn't work that way. What happens is mm-hmm. – certain processes are able to happen that have been inhibited or are going through very slowly. Now it begins to be able to work that out. One of the things that can happen, I'll just give you an example. There's so many different things related to glutathione metabolism, and it's very complicated. Our bodies are obviously very complicated, but one thing that can happen is if somebody has mold exposure, let's say, mm-hmm. there's a GCL gene that is responsible for taking glycine glutamate, which also known as glutamic acid, and L-cysteine, and combining the three together and making glutathione. And it's that gene that allows that to happen. But if you have mold exposure, and it's known as mycotoxins, then that inhibits that gene. Other things that inhibit it are magnesium deficiency, which is very common. I think 90% of people are deficient at least to some degree in magnesium, because stress flushes it. We don't get enough green foods, a lot of people. So mm-hmm. many people are deficient in magnesium. Another thing is manganese deficiency, which is fairly common as well. Iron toxicity can inhibit that gene, and you know, with rusty pipes and things that are pretty common. A lot of people have iron toxicity mm-hmm. these days. So many, many different things can inhibit a gene so that you're not producing enough glutathione. So your body, you know, not only loses 10 to 15% per decade ability to produce it, but as that gene mm-hmm. is inhibited, now it really struggles to get the glutathione up. And so immunity and liver function and all of those things begin to suffer. So once the glutathione gets into the cell, now the cell begins to de-stress. We have some glutathione to use. Well, along with the nanoglutathione, they've nanosized L-cysteine. So once the cell starts lighting up and cleaning up, because glutathione, as it's lighting up the cell, it's helping to detoxify it. So those mycotoxins, those iron toxicity, It helps the cell to utilize minerals and nutrients more efficiently. All of these things enhancing the metabolic activities. Now the gene begins to light up. Now it can grab that nano L-cysteine and actually begin to create some of its own glutathione. So you're kind of priming the pump with the nano glutathione and bringing some of the nano L-cysteine along, so you helps to stimulate the body's own production. So it's a brilliant 1-2 punch. But again, you're not going to notice that instantly, but you begin to notice it over time. Some people within the first week or so notice they're sleeping better because the body, you know, as the cells de-stress, you know, you just feel a little less stressed. Some people notice within a few days their mood is better. I've had people say, gosh, I'm driving down the freeway and I shouldn't be smiling, but I'm smiling. Or I look out and I've got a bunch of things, you know, that had me kind of down, but I look out and I go, life's pretty good, actually. You know, it really kind of changes that vibration a little bit. So these are the signposts that you know your body is in a more relaxed, more positive place. And then over time, you can begin to get into those cycles where it supports the function, all of these functions like liver function, gut function, kidney function, brain function. So the real test is where you are 3, 4, 5 months down the road and how different that is. And we're seeing a lot of that, actually. So it's fun to be a part of these transitions because these are life-changing. And we're supporting that expression. That's all I'm saying. We have to be really careful to not make any medical claims, you know, and always give a disclaimer like we don't treat, cure, you know, or mitigate any symptoms or any diseases or any of that. But that's even a good thing, because what we do is we support the miracle within. We support the body's ability to be that miracle that we know it can be, to support that perfect gene expression that we know we're capable of, but we've been blocked. So, and that's not a medical claim. That's just putting it back on what's inside, already inside our body.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. That's great. And all of you, for all of the different products that Dr. Jerry has spoken of, from the NuMe swish and spray, and the spray is excellent also, for the skin, particularly, you know, for the face, for those of that are concerned about any little wrinkles or whatever, you know, that it's good, it's great. There's been all kinds of testimonies regarding, you know, that all of a sudden the skin is really flawless and beautiful and without the wrinkles anymore. And so it's working. It works beautifully topically as well as so that's the spray part of it. And then, of course, you have the swish that you just swish in your mouth. So you got the two, and that's a really great combination. So the Zealous is, of course, the perfect spirulina that's in the market, and that Dr. Jerry has mentioned. And then we find the Age Block contains so many different nutrients within it, you know, to cleanse the body and get the body moving towards restoring the body back to you know, anti-aging level. So anyways, that's great. And everyone, you can go to our website, you know, zoraofhollowearth.com, and you can then sign up for our newsletter so you can get all of that info regarding all the products that we have. And also, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Zora of Hollow Earth, you can listen to this broadcast, you know, with Dr. Jerry and Zora and Zoraya, and listen to some of the others that are there. They're already out. I mean, it's already there for you to just go ahead and, you know, wherever you see Dr. Jerry's name, you know, just press on that, and then you can listen to Dr. Jerry as well talk about what are the products that we have. So, Dr. Jerry, we certainly do appreciate you very very, very much. So much love to you from our hearts to you for all of the beautiful work that you're doing spiritually and also to helping people get back on track towards more an immortal body, which we all could have if we treat our bodies with love, treat it with love and care and compassion for everyone, and which is what you are all, what you are all about. So anyways, thank you so much for being here on our call, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you, Jane, and I just want to thank thank you. I just want to thank everyone in this family because you really do have a place in helping change the world, and just being here and being a part of this, you're changing the vibration of the planet. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, and much, much love. Thank you,
thank
Jane.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jerry, and happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and your family.
And to you. And to you all.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Dr. Jerry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was beautiful. That was very beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Jerry, for that. So now we are back to Zora and Zoraya. So, Zora, are you here now? I better go find Dr.
Indeed.
I better go find. There you go, Zora. Wasn't that a great call from Dr. Jerry?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Now, I think, and I don't know whether or not you want to continue from where we left off, but if you want to, you could continue from there. Otherwise, we can go ahead and begin opening up the lines for questions for you. I think people
right
have been asking about that. So all of you, now let's do the question Q&A. We've got quite a bit of time here for a Zora Q&A since we weren't here last weekend. And, of course, I do want to say something before we get before we start with that. So one, and Zora's already brought up the subject, the big call, our big call with Q, and that is for all healers, all psychics, mediums, channelers, anything that you're doing spiritually that would have to do with transformation or healing or sight, please come on our call tomorrow. It's going to be from 1 to 5 o'clock Pacific time. So go ahead and convert that to whatever time zone you are at. And it will be broadcasted on Zoom as well as on our free conference call line. So different, it's going to be a little bit different. Everyone will be coming onto the I'll be asking everyone, and it's already on the newsletter. So everyone, if you've not signed up, at least sign up so you can get all of our newsletters. So that call is for tomorrow, again, Sunday the 20th from 1 until 5 Pacific time. There'll be a short intermission, maybe for 20 minutes, you know, after the two-hour line, and we will continue then with all of the calls, one or two questions per person, please. I don't know how many people that will be coming there, but we have more than enough space so people can actually come in and listen and participate, especially those, again, those that I had mentioned already. The rest of us can sit back, relax, and listen, be attentive, and learn and grow from all of the information that all of us will be receiving tomorrow, just as you're doing right now as you listen to Zoraya and Zora always bring out these beautiful messages for all of us to absorb and really take to heart. Okay, so let's go ahead. Again, some of the information for some of you that you've already gotten to the newsletter, I will send out another newsletter later on today just to confirm how to get in, whether you're going to be going in through BBS. I don't think so. I think it's just going to be on free conference call lines. I'll get all that information out, and then we'll just see you at the call. All right. So, Zora, let's go ahead and get started. If you have a question, curious things about, situations that you want to discuss. If you have a healing issue that you would like to have Zora or Zoray address, anything that's on your mind right now that you'd like to talk with Zora about, please go ahead and press, you know, the number one, and then you can get in to speak with Zora. All right, so here we go. First caller is 614 ending in 5817. 5817, you're on the air with Zora.
Hi, this is Jackie. Am I getting through?
Hello. Oh, you're getting through perfectly, Jackie.
Okay, good. I'm so glad I
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm in Columbus.
Okay, good.
So,
oh,
my
right.
What I call a serious healing issue here. In the last year, I've had two bad accidents, two concussions, with also a history 3 years ago of brain surgery. My brain is just not healing. And I'm having some cognitive issues, and the concussions have caused more cognitive issues, and then bladder issues, and I just don't know what to do.
Bladder issues meaning what?
Bladder issues that were caused by the brain injury.
Okay,
by the two
so
brain
is that okay? So does that mean you're having difficulty urinating? Or what is going on with the bladder? Is it enlarged? What's going on with the bladder?
It's too much urinating, causing by the
okay.
caused by the two concussions in the last year, and it's just
okay. Increased frequency. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay. Hey, Zora.
Indeed.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Hi, Zora.
Hello.
All right. Did you get all that information, Zora?
She's having trouble urinating.
Well,
that's
the main
one
issue
of them. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The main issue is the brain concussions, which have caused severe.
What you want to do, what you want to do is you want to rub your hands together
mm-hmm.
and place one hand over each temple.
Okay.
Once you've done that, let me know.
They're there.
All right. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive. Then you're going to say from the goddess of my being, my brain is completely normal, and I know it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. God, goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
My brain is normal.
My brain is normal.
And I know it.
And I know it.
That will also take care of your urination issue.
Okay.
Keep your hands there.
Okay.
Keep your hands on your temple for 5 minutes.
Right.
For 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. And so as you're doing that, the energies become more intense as far as the energies that are going right through into the brain. And then
and
from the brain.
And right down your body as well.
Right, all throughout your body. So
I feel
indeed.
It in my head.
That is
sure.
Great.
Indeed, you feel it in your head, and it's going down your neck into your, all the way down to the digestive system, all the way down to the urination set area, and taking care of that too.
Okay.
Very good, Zora. All right. What do you see so far, Zora? As
she's
you scan
healed.
Her body. Aha. Perfect.
What was that?
So you're healed.
You are healed.
Okay. All right.
So just again, you know, just like what we do is again just to do this exercise. You know, I am healed. I know that, but I want to send more energy there just to, you know, support the process. You do this like three or four times a day. Yeah, to reinforce, support the process. Three or four times a day for 5 minutes.
I've been doing it, but not four times.
You've been doing it about four times a day?
No, not four times. Not four times. I've been doing that, but not four times.
Yeah. Because the more you do, it's hard for you to do that?
Yes. It's really hard to think.
Okay.
You don't think, you do.
Yeah, well, it's hard for her to do, Zora, because isn't able to, her cognition is immensely decreased.
Yes, it is.
Also, take your hands now, and I want you to place them both over your heart.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Okay. They're there.
We're going to do what is done as we're going to heal the heart-mind.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. From the God of my
being. From the Goddess of my being.
Goddess of my being.
I am completely healed from head to toe, and I know it.
I am completely healed from head to toe, and I know it.
So keep your hands over your heart mind for 3 minutes.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
But I'm about ready to cry.
That's a good
go
sign.
Go ahead and cry. That is
okay.
A good sign,
Jackie.
Go ahead and cry.
Yeah, it is.
It's just been too much, and I can't do it myself. I don't know.
You're already doing it.
You're right. I am.
Indeed.
I know.
You do not need a doctor.
Okay.
You are the physician. You are the physician.
Okay. I just haven't known what more to do to get this healed.
You've already done it.
Okay. There
you're
you go.
Doing it.
Yeah.
You are doing it.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Understand your brain between your ears is simply a vault of knowledge. It has nothing to do with thinking. It's simply a vault of knowledge and memory. That's all it is.
Okay.
Your heart, your thinking, processing mind is in your heart, not in your head.
Okay.
So what's in your brain between your ears is simply a vault of knowledge. Okay?
Okay.
It is your thoughts, it is your memories, is stored in your brain. The one in between your ears. Your thinking, processing mind is in your heart.
Okay.
Heart mind.
Okay. I just wonder why there's been
science?
So much brain.
Doctors and science has already proven this.
Okay,
that the thoughts come from the heart, not from the mind.
Okay.
Well, it has a much higher vibrational frequency, and that's why and it's all about really feeling. You know, it's how you're feeling, and you're feeling it from your heart. So that's why you think that whatever you're thinking is really coming from the feeling and what you're feeling inside that heart. So if you're feeling sadness, et cetera, you know, that's really coming from your heart.
Also understand this. When people nowadays, they have what they call heart transplant. You're receiving the mind of another person, a donor.
Okay.
Your mind is the mind of the donor that is giving you the heart. You, in essence, are taking on a new identity. When you remove your heart, you are removing your brain. When you put in a new heart from another donor, you are taking on that person's identity, as well as his talents and his capabilities. You will find a person who has received a donor's heart suddenly can play a piano and never done it before. Or they are an expert in martial arts and never ever trained for it.
You take on the characteristics.
That is their heart.
Right.
Yeah, you've taken on the characteristics of that other individual.
Indeed.
Right.
And they're yours forever.
Prominent
within your being. So in essence, you become that person, you become that donor that gave you the heart.
That's how powerful the heart is.
In essence.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how
powerful
the heart is.
Yeah. Everything
when
in the heart.
When a heart becomes diseased, you simply heal it, renew it.
Right.
And that, you do not need a new heart. That is medical terminology. You do not need a new heart. You need to revitalize your own. And you have that capability within you. You are the healer. Understand
I know
that.
That on yes, I know that on some level, but I'm not 100% with
on
that.
On every level. You are the healer. You on every level. You are the goddess. And pardon me, you are the goddess.
You are the.
That's just the way it is. You are the perfect being. You are that you are. I am that I am. That is what you are.
Your body is.
You are a goddess. Beloved, you are a goddess. Once you come to that realization, you will never be ill again.
Well,
you will know that you are.
Yeah. And you'll get right to it.
I am goddess. Say that right now. Say it. I am a goddess.
I am a goddess. I am a goddess.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel inside?
It makes me feel really damn good.
Indeed.
You bet.
So, understand, you are a goddess.
Follow
you are
heart.
A healer.
Yeah.
God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. Yeshua was talking to the disciples. He says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. Again, he is telling you, you are a healer. You were born that way. Everyone is a healer. They don't know it, but they are.
Yes, I know. I am a healer.
All right.
I have.
Indeed.
All right.
And you are also a goddess.
Yes, I am a goddess.
When you get up in the morning, simply say, I am what I am.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. When you get up in the morning, you say, what a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. And you say, I am a goddess, or I am that I am. And your day will be glorious.
You will be guided to do the things. You will be guided to eat and do the things that will support your goddesship, to support who you know you are. Yes,
you don't believe you are.
Right.
You don't think you are. It's simply you are.
Okay.
That's it.
I got that.
That's
top.
That's
got
how
it?
One heals. That's how one heals oneself.
Indeed.
Thank
it
you, Jackie.
Done.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
But,
thank you so much. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Thanks. Take good care.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller now is coming from 860, ending in 1804.
Hello, Zora and Jane, John, Connecticut.
Oh,
hello.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good. Are you both doing well?
Oh.
I have a topic from 2 years. I have a topic from 2 years ago. I requested a show 2 years ago and gave a couple reminders about doing the show to bring the energy up to Kundalini and have it burst out the top of the head. And that was going to be arranged because it was too long a topic to get into. And then about a month after I brought that up, a lady had requested the RH negative details and the history, and she was given the same response. It would take a too long of a show in order to do it, and that was going to be arranged. So it's just a reminder, could you do those two shows on those two topics?
Hmm.
All right, John. All right, let me put that on my top of the list here. Okay, so it's about raising the Kundalini, right? And then the other one
Kundalini,
is the
how to get the energy to go
up. I got
up
it. I understand. I understand it.
Okay. All right.
I got it.
Be on the call tomorrow with Q. He will give you
awesome.
The answer.
All right. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
Oh, that will be an interesting question for Q. All right.
Now, are you
okay,
going to will you inform him of the two topics, or do I have to call and ask about it?
You call and ask.
It's all about callers coming in and asking their questions. I'm not going to even come in and ask a question. We've got too many people that will be coming on board to ask a question. So
okay.
Just,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so let's
all right, let's come both tomorrow.
Right,
thank you very much.
Happens. Okay, very good. All right,
indeed.
John, have yourself a great day. All right, bye-bye. Okay, now, everybody, this is a Zora Q&A. I have made room for lots of people to come in and hold on a second to ask Zora a question, and it looks like we have no more people who want to ask a question. So there was a very specific which is very interesting. So I take it that no one has a question for Zora.
Well, understand.
And if you do,
what I said before, they have
one.
It. They have their answer. That's why they're not asking.
They have their answer, huh? Well, that could be true. Let me see if I could think couple of questions. How about I thought?
Oh, you always think up a question. I know you.
All right. So I have a question that might have been brought up already, but I think we need to discuss it further, Zora. And the question has to do with, again, we see areas in our world where there are or will be more floods. And or more droughts, and so is that all part of this tarot reformation process already in place? Or tell us a little bit about that, because on the last call you said no, the Mississippi is not receding, and Lake Mead already is beginning to fill up. But we're still hearing about droughts, and we're still hearing about extreme weather. So
understand.
Let me
explain this to you.
The climate is all about. Sure.
First, let me explain this to you. For you people who are in droughted areas, I mentioned this before, but you people have not done what I asked you to do. I want you to come together in a meeting. I want you all to join hands in a circle, and I want you to bring forth the rain or bring forth no rain, whichever the case may be. Understand, your thoughts are very powerful. Whatever you think, you create. If you think you have drought, then you have drought. If you think you have enough water and no drought, then you have enough water and no drought. It all boils down to what is termed as your thoughts. You are the creators in your own right. You can create the weather you wish to have if you only do it. So if you are in a droughted area, you simply call upon the rain to come. Are you not gods and goddesses? Of course you are. Do you speak forth what you wish to have or want to have? Of course you do. If you're in droughted areas, you simply call the rain to come.
Okay, so what would they say?
And it will come.
Okay, so let's just say for all of the people that are there and experiencing drought, let's do a healing together as a whole to bring in some rain over there.
Do a command.
Well, you want to start that, Zora?
You can do it.
All right, we could do one
you
of,
know how.
We can go ahead. Well, all right, so we want rain, right? And we want perfect weather and rain in a particular, just anywhere where it's needed. So I could go ahead, we could all say, I command Prime Creation, Prime Creator,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to bring in Zora, Ramtha, and Source.
Of course.
To bring forth perfect weather around our globe now. I command Prime Creation.
Specify
to,
what you mean by perfect weather.
I don't think we need to say perfect. I think, well, here, I'm going to specify. I was just going to start
in droughted areas, you want enough rain to end the drought. Not to flood,
so what I,
but to bring, right. Bring an end to the drought.
So if I
and you name and you name those areas that are experiencing those conditions.
Now, Q would say it differently. He likes to say the commands generally speaking.
I know.
I want to increase my
I want you to specify the areas
right.
that need the rain.
So what you're saying is that you can do it in either way.
When you say generally, what happens? You get overabundance of rain and you get floods, or overabundance of snow and you are snowed in, like Buffalo, New York.
Now,
when you go just general, you are not specifying the areas that need the rain.
Well, how about
when
this?
When you say generally, then that covers the entire globe, and it brings forth rain where it's not needed.
Okay.
Or
so
it brings forth drought where it's not needed.
So you want to specify the areas you wish to have saturated. Okay, so folks, this is what we can all do, so especially for those who are in area where there is lack of rain. So you put your hands out there up into the sky and you say, I command Prime Creation to bring rain here now in the area of Lake Mead now. And you say that three times and then go from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it is
now.
Done. And we know it. So you could do that.
Indeed.
You want rain, you don't want rain, you don't want floods, go ahead and do that energetically. Just as we already know how to heal our bodies, we know how to heal our foods. It is so amazing what we as healers can do. So we can heal our pets, we can heal people, we can heal our bodies, we can heal the world. Bring forth great prosperity to our world now. So anyway.
Those of you who want to have snow.
No. Who wants,
there are people that want to have snow.
Uh-huh.
In the winter, of course.
Right.
You simply say, goddess of snow, goddess of cold, send more snow.
If
you want snow.
I
can give you, a mantra to bring snow. I can give you a mantra to bring rain. But understand, you are the creators. You are the, in your own right. So bring forth the rain with your own, yes. You can manifest the rain you need with your own words.
Yep.
Or if you want,
okay.
Or if you want, what you call moderate weather or medium weather or whatever, you can simply create it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have another question coming up for you.
I know you do.
All right, here we go. No, it's not from me. We have 845 ending in 9035. 9035,
right.
You're on the air with Zora. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I have
who
a question.
You?
I'm Bob.
And you
Bob.
Are? Oh, hi,
I'm Bob.
Bob,
I've talked to you before.
Bob, and where are you from again?
I had a diabetes.
Where are you from?
Then. I'm here from New York.
New York.
Okay.
And
all right.
My diabetes has progressed now. After several hospital visits, and it's now turned into encephalitis, which is elephant feet.
What?
Now, is that of my own creation,
yeah,
or is that of witchcraft by anyone placing encephalitis on me? Elephant feet.
Yeah.
Which one?
You mean like elephantitis?
Yes. Did I create that, or is that witchcraft?
Whenever you mention something that you have, that you are accepting in a medical term, you are creating what you have stated.
Well, I didn't say it at first. The doctor who came in and told me what I had told me what I had.
Uh-huh. And what
she
is
said
that,
I had
what does that tell
elephantitis.
You? What
and,
does that tell you?
Pardon me?
Understand, the power of suggestion is very powerful. And doctors are very good at giving what is called the power of suggestion in the form of a diagnosis. What you
I
do
see.
Is you simply say, I do not have elephantitis. From the goddess of my, from the god of my being, I do not have elephantitis. From the god of my being, I do not have diabetes.
So what did I just curious, Bob,
yeah,
because I know that Zora is going to probably do a scanning on you. to see, you know, if it's called, if it's from a parasite, not necessarily an entity from outside of your body. But what did the doctor say in regards to what you ought to do about that?
Well, we're doing nothing now.
But
the last thing that I heard was that mosquitoes carry the three worms, which...
it could be a worm or parasite, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so
no,
yeah,
a worm.
Okay.
Worms.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a worm.
So anyway,
okay.
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
that
okay.
is your. That yes. is the wrong answer.
Yeah. Zora, could you just scan
Don't
him
say
first?
You have anything of a medical nature. By the law of attraction, when you say, I have it, then you have
You've got it. Okay.
You
so
got it because
say,
you have created it.
Okay. So could you scan him now then, Zora? Scan
Indeed.
His legs? Sure.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to rub your hands together and place
Wait,
them
did you
on
see?
The outside of both feet.
Can I ask you a question, Zora, before you do that? What did you see in his feet, on his legs or his feet?
A parasite in each foot.
Okay, there we go.
Now, I want you to rub your hands together and place them on the outside of your feet, both of them.
Yeah, put your feet together.
And I want you to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive.
I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
The parasites that were.
The parasites that were.
Are no more.
Are no more.
And I know it.
And I know it.
Now, how does your feet feel now?
Now. I receive healing now.
No. I ask you, how do they feel now?
At the time you were saying it, I had three bursts of pain in my right heel, and it's not there now.
I know, because you have dislodged the parasite that was there.
Where did it go, Zora?
Huh?
How did it go? How did it leave?
It dislodged itself, and it's on its way to the digestive tract.
Okay. I just was wondering. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's leaving the body. All right.
Indeed it will. It will leave in the stool.
Okay. What about the other side?
Both sides.
Okay.
Thank you, Zora.
All right.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Zora.
Mm. Okay. So.
Once your feet are back to normal, I want you to go to that same doctor that diagnosed you and shock her.
Hallelujah.
Indeed.
So, I want you to do that on your feet. Now, now that the parasite is gone, continue to heal the edema, or heal the remaining symptoms from that parasite that's already gone.
Indeed,
the edema is there. It's leaking, but that should disappear.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, indeed, it will.
what else can you do to regenerate health to your air, to those, to your feet?
And my legs.
I mean, and
they
your
both
legs.
They blew up.
Okay.
To a
hideous side. Rub your hands together and place
that
your hands on either outside of either both sides on the outside. And then we're going to do another healing on your legs from your hips down. Go ahead and rub your hands together and place one hand on the outside of each leg. And we're going to do a healing on your legs. And you're going to very slowly pull your hands down over your, on the outside of your legs, down to your knees. Pause for a moment and then continue down to your ankles. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Receive.
Now you repeat.
I receive.
No, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
The neuropathy of my legs is gone. And I know it. Now begin. Go ahead and say that, and then begin pushing your hands, both sides, down your legs, down your thighs, down to your knees, and then pause there for a moment, and then continue on down on the outside of both calves, all the way down to your ankles.
What was that word you used in the beginning?
Which word?
I received what?
From the goddess of my being, pardon me, from the God of my being, I am completely healed of the issue with my legs. The swelling is gone. And I know it.
I'm permanently healed from the swelling in my legs, and I know it.
Indeed. Now begin tracing your outside of your thighs down to your knees. Pause there for a moment. And then continue down on the outside of both calves down to your ankle. As you do, you'll begin to feel as if you're pulling something down from your thighs down into your, past your knees, into your calves, all the way down to your feet. Do you feel that pulling sensation?
No.
Do it again. And you will feel it. You'll feel as if you're pulling something down inside of your leg, down to your knees, the outside of your calves, down to your ankles, and out through your toes.
I know it feels like a tremendous amount of, I guess, pain developing, I guess, because they're leaving.
That's right. You're pulling all that pain.
Taking place.
You're pulling all that pain down your legs, and they're going to be expelled out your toes.
Oh. And my heel looked like a shod. A shark's mouth with his teeth, because the skin split open, and it looked like a shark's mouth. teeth.
Are you talking? Are you saying that the area has separated, or is there any liquid that's or drainage that's
yes.
coming out now? Is this what you're talking about? Okay.
My
so,
heel.
So, yeah, from
my
heel.
Heel
right.
And
right.
side of
so,
the foot, the right foot,
right,
had split,
right.
opened up,
okay.
and looked
okay.
like a shark's mouth with its teeth.
Okay. Okay.
It was very
so,
hideous looking.
Yeah.
And my
all right.
foot and leg looked like
okay.
very
right.
hard,
how?
Like the elephant's leg and foot
right.
looks very
got,
hard.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. In your situation, now that Zora and you have healed your feet, now what's the remnants of the effect of the parasites and whatever else is that lymphedema? It's your feet and your legs are swollen, and so the so it you know so you have liquid that's accumulated in those pot in those areas. So
is that due to
least,
sugar?
It could be due to sugar as well, since, you know, sugar has a tendency, well, you know, it has to do with your pancreas because insulin, you know, so there's an imbalance in your system, you know, where you develop the diabetes. How long have you had that one for? So you've got
2010.
You've got a
2010. Diabetes. I was diagnosed with diabetes in 2010
okay.
at the VA.
Okay.
Veterans Administration.
Okay.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. But
okay.
I didn't get elephantitis
okay.
until just so. Within the year.
Okay.
What am I,
right.
I saw
what
my
you, leg.
What are you saying? What
Pardon
are you
me?
Saying? You are creating the elephantitis every time you say, I have it.
Okay. No, he's not saying he has it, Zora. He's saying he had it.
I have it.
Don't mention it
yes,
anymore.
You had it.
Yes, sir.
Past tense. Okay.
I'll
so you have to treat
you have it.
Yeah,
you no longer have it.
Yeah.
I no
so
longer
you
have
to,
it.
You have to, yeah.
Thank
I want you to see if you could find yourself an alternative you know, like a chiropractor or a naturopath to help to alleviate the symptoms that you presently are having, okay? So
I
a little bit of exercise.
A
yeah,
naturopath.
A little bit, yeah, a naturopath or a chiropractic that does a lot of alternative medicine, like a person like Dr. Shaw. You know, there are many
oh.
chiropractors out there that they do
you
more
can,
than just
you
chiropractic.
Can also You can also elicit what is called Eastern Asian
Oriental medicine. Yeah.
Oriental medicine. That
right.
will help you as well.
They have various herbs that will help your whole system. So if you have one in your area, I would go to them. They have their
okay,
own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard Dr. Shaw's presentation. I believe
mm-hmm.
his product is a great product. I've taken spirulina
mm-hmm.
before from Exelis,
mm-hmm.
but his
mm-hmm.
product, NuMe, sounds like
mm-hmm.
a solution for me.
Well,
so
I think
I'm going to order that.
No.
That
hey, Bob,
NuMe.
Do me a...
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. But presently, you've got two really, really apparent
I don't have them anymore.
Physically.
I don't have them anymore.
I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about even though the parasites are gone, you still have to bring your body back to full health. So in order
Indeed.
To be able to do that, that's why we're suggesting, see if you could find yourself a Chinese herbal specialist in your area, someone who does, you know, alternative medicine to help you to get back to full health. That is what I'm saying.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, do that first, because you've got to get rid of what's happening right now in your body. And that's beyond glutathione, beyond the NuMe. The NuMe will be great as an adjunct, but right now you got to get these your legs, your feet, as well as, you know, the symptoms that you have, as well still with the physical issues that you did have. So take care of
Why can't I go to God directly and ask for the healing as we had just done, Zora and I?
You are.
Go ahead and do that.
That is you.
Do it three times a day.
Yes, and that would be all I need, right? I wouldn't need any third party or a third supplement, whatever.
Okay.
I can just go straight to God, right?
You can't get any better than
healer.
That. You are the healer. You are correct.
That's what I'm going to have to do, because I've never seen anything go from such and such to such and such in a short period of time, especially through the VA.
The VA, right.
Yeah, I'm a better Vietnam veteran.
I understand.
Veteran.
I know. Yeah,
so,
it's been difficult.
I can barely walk. Oh, besides, I've been put on oxygen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm on oxygen, and I can barely walk.
Okay.
And they don't want to give me transportation. It's...
need to go. All right. Hey, Bob, what city are you in?
I wish you can do that privately.
Okay, why don't we do that?
I don't want the nation to know where I live.
No. That's okay. You know what? Let me go ahead. Yeah, let's go on to our next caller.
Do you see my
number? I
do. She has your number.
Please don't tell anybody. This is all private. So I think what I'll do is, I don't know if we're going to have a chance to call you today. So within the next couple of days, we'll give you a call. All right? And we can go from there. Thank you so much for coming to the call, Bob.
Yeah. Is my going on oxygen bad? Is that bad?
No, you're on it because you need to be on it, because you're depleted of oxygen. Your body needs oxygen in order to be able to be healed. So we'll talk again in a couple of days, all right? Continue doing the reinforcement of your healing, okay?
All right.
Okay, very good. Yeah, do that at least three times a day, at least. Hey,
Thank
Zora?
You, Jane and Zora. Yeah.
Okay, you bet. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go on to, let me see. All right, I'll put you on hold now, Bob. All right, we got our caller here now is 360 ending in 30636. Hello?
Greetings, Laura and Jane. This is William from Washington.
Oh, hello, William. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine now. Yeah, I was just
Huh? Go ahead.
Sorry? Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was discharged yesterday from the hospital. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So,
excellent.
So I'm calling for, you know, to show a sign of appreciation for what you guys did, Zora, Billy, and you did. And I want some extra healing.
And you want some extra healing?
Hello?
Hey, Zora?
Yeah.
Hello?
You did a healing for healing for William a couple of times already this week. He's out of the hospital
indeed.
Now.
Very good.
I'm doing good now, Zora. But this was the second time in 7 months that happened. But I came through both times, and I would like some extra healing from you.
Some what?
Healing.
Extra healing, Zora.
Extra healing?
That's right.
He loves you, Zora.
And what do you need healing for? Are you not a god?
Yes, I am, Zora. But
indeed.
You've exercised your godhood more than I do, and I so I trust that.
Well, you don't have to. You can exercise your godhood as many times as you wish.
Yeah.
So why don't you do it together, William?
Okay.
You take the lead, and Zora will be right with you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I rub my hand together.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
Receive. Indeed.
I rub the God.
And you are completely healed of?
I'm completely healed. My is completely healed. And I know it.
Good.
Keep your hands there.
It is done.
Just keep your hands there just to continue your healing part to integrate that into your system. Feel your own energy and vibration going in throughout your body. And you can begin to visualize that. And the more you utilize your own God power, the stronger and the more effective you are in healing yourself. Always. Do it more. It always takes practice to get better and better, stronger and stronger in your healing abilities. And it's all about knowing then that you can do this on your own.
Exactly.
Always.
Jay had a-
Exactly. Hey, Monica.
Hey, Jane. What about all these toxic medications? I mean, I'm.
Did you put your Did you heal them? Did you put your healing on those products?
Neutralize those medications. Exactly. Thank you. That was what's the missing link for me. Thank you.
So
indeed.
You always want
to neutralize your medicine.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking about it.
But they'll still be as effective as they would be, of course.
Only the good things that's within it.
Only the good part
will
be there in it.
Yeah.
Not the bad.
All the toxins will be removed that your body doesn't want. Right.
Do I do this once or just, every time that I want to take them?
No, just once.
No, once is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Asking for the limitations.
Okay.
That's the problem. Asking for the limitations.
All right.
Right.
Did you go out and get your gratitude rock?
Oh, I had one over 2 years ago when you told us, but I lost it.
So go get another.
Get another one in your backyard. Yeah, and
go get another
river,
one.
If you don't have a river, you don't whatever, then don't
oh,
get yourself a rock.
River.
A lot of water around.
Yeah, a lot of water. I'll go and look for another one. I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Zora told me in 2016 about it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, good for you. Hey, Monica, okay. We'll see you on the Healer's Call for tomorrow.
Yeah, we will be on. Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely.
Don't forget your questions for Q. That'd be great.
Yeah, I
definitely we are going to be there.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the good news.
You guys are great.
Right.
Keep it up.
Yes,
okay. Right. Bye
much
now.
Bye-bye.
Love. Bye-bye. All right. That was beautiful. Okay. So that was a call, everyone. Just an FYI for you. William and Monica had called a couple times or maybe three times during the past couple of weeks, and William was hospitalized. And you don't need to know what the issues were. All we know is that Zora did a healing. Ed Zoraya did a healing for William and Monica during that period of time. And so now these are the results that he's now out of the hospital and doing well. So that is the power of love and your healing work. All right. So with that being said, Zora, we just have a few more minutes. So I don't know whether or not I did have another question for you, but maybe we'll forego that. So is there anything else that you would like to say to everyone so that we can go ahead and end this beautiful call for today?
Just remember who and what you are. You are goddesses, and you are healers. You
okay.
are gods, and you are healers.
And now a big healing for all of us together. You take it away.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. From the gods and
Indeed.
Goddesses of our beings, we are completely healed in every way.
You didn't bring forth my beloved either.
Ah. I didn't do that, did I? Well?
No.
We will all come back again. Yeah, it's been a pretty long day so far. It's been a wonderful call with all of you. Thank you all for being here. We love you dearly. And just know that we are here together as we move forward into the new earth, into our higher the highest vibration, so frequencies, and thank you for being here. Thank you. Lots of love, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.